Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Our pal Mike Dickinson is going to be along in a couple of moments. You know, Mike joins us every Wednesday. He is our citizen reporter, our citizen journalist. He does a great, great job. There's a lot out there with this Abigail Spanberger, man. I'm just telling you, I don't know where you are politically, and I don't care. I there are a lot of things I don't care about, now that I think about it, but I really don't. I don't care. But if you do care about your daughters, you got to be very leery of Spanberger and her team, man. Because they want boys taking your daughter's athletic scholarships, and that's just flat out wrong. And they are very, very comfortable with boys going into your daughter's locker room, her bathroom. I don't know how anybody can do that. And it should not be a political issue, right? This is just right and wrong. You can be a left of center person if you'd like and still not go along with this idea that boys are going to steal scholarships from girls. It's just flat out wrong any way that you look at it. Let's take a listen to the double down. You know, we just heard Abigail Spanberger answering a yes or no question, taking 1 minute and 45 seconds to give a reply. She doesn't actually answer it because the answer is either yes or no. Do you support boys taking girls' scholarships? Yes or no? Do you support boys being in girls' locker rooms? Yes or no? Do you support boys being in girls' bathrooms? Yes or no? Then, it's sort of kind of a follow-up, and there's a double down by Abigail Spanberger. Cut number two.
Just that same one. I just want to make sure that I actually understand. So if a bill landed on your desk and it had to do with restrooms or sports in this situation, I mean, would you support a bill that allowed this if it landed on your desk?
I would support a bill that would put clear provisions in place that provide a lot of local ability for input based on the age of children, based on the type of sport, based on competitiveness, because certainly I absolutely recognize I'm the mom of three daughters in Virginia public schools, and you know, they participate in all activities across the board. I recognize the concern that families and community members might have about the safety of their own kids, about competitiveness, about fairness, and I think that what the process that was in place for 10 years years was one that was working. It was one that, you know, took individual circumstances and individual communities into account. And I think that that is the process that Virginia should continue to utilize.
Just based on individual circumstances.
Yes or no, Abigail Spamberger? She is such a hack. Oh, what a fraud and a phony, which is what she's always been. Her entire political life has been built around lies. She's always been bipartisan. Really? Take a look at her voting record. Why, you know, she's worked across party lines. Again, take a look at her voting record. You don't take my word for it. A complete and total fraud, phony, and hack. But again, she's really, she can be very nice and charming one-on-one. But her policies stink to high heaven. And if you think for a second that the Henrico County Public Schools would allow a boy into the locker room or the bathroom where one of Abigail Spamberger's daughters happened to be, then you are out of your mind. It just wouldn't happen. And so when she says, oh, I have the same concerns, you don't have the same concerns. And we all know that. All I want at this point in my life is for some people to be honest. There's some people that are just so comfortable lying. They look you straight in the eyes and lie to you. I don't know if they don't realize that you know they're lying, or they don't care that you know they're lying, or maybe they're, well, pathological liars. They don't even know they're lying. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Cut number four. We got a little something on the return of Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, you didn't know he was back? Yeah, he came back last night. And will be there, I would imagine, till the Disney deal ends. And then he will go away because it's just not worth the ROI. Cut number four.
Tonight, two station groups that own some ABC stations, Nexstar and Sinclair, have indicated their local ABC affiliates will not air Jimmy Kimmel, at least for now. Nexstar saying they want assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve. Meantime, with Kimmel returning, millions will be watching, and Kimmel well aware of the critics on all sides amid this fierce debate over free speech.
David, Disney says it suspended the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation, and after what they called multiple thoughtful conversations with Kimmel, determined he would return tonight.
Okay. Well, whatever. Do you want to hear his non-apology apology? You probably didn't even realize. He did not once apologize to Erica Kirk or the two little Kirk girls. Didn't apologize to Charlie Kirk's family in any way. He did not apologize for lying about the alleged shooter. He engaged, as he has since he's been in that slot, in attacks on conservatives, a special type of contempt and hatred for President Trump. But no apology. Oh, there were a couple of crocodile tears. Those were they were touching. They were phony, but they were touching. Let's do cut number five, please.
Cannot be allowed to control what we do and do not say on television, and that we have to stand up to it. I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight, and the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger. I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who I love and remain close to, even though we don't agree on politics at all. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't.
More nonsense from Kimmel. More lies from Kimmel. There's nothing there that even remotely resembles the truth, right? He claims he wasn't really trying to mock or make fun of the death of a young man. Well, it was the brutal murder of a young man, a father. I don't know, even if I give him that one. I mean, what the heck? I'll be generous, right? It doesn't cost me anything. All right, I'll give him that one. But the rest of what he said? No. Not even close. Not even close. So let him finish it out. I think that's what Disney is thinking right about now. We've got a good chance to pull the plug. I think the ABC network is probably thinking, you know, guys over at CBS figured this out. There's just not really the market in this day and age for late night TV. So maybe we'll just, walk away. Walk away. Remember, you can always hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I will get to some of those wonderful texts, I promise you that. We've got our citizen reporter. Yes, Mike Dickinson is going to be with us in just a moment. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 524, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I heard Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director, is celebrating his birthday today. So I just wanted to take a moment and on behalf of everybody, wish Charles a very happy birthday. Charles is a great, great part of our team. We're thrilled to have him overall as the news director, and of course, just thrilled that he's where he belongs, doing the news here in the afternoon. I mean, you're going to be the best, you might as well be the best, right? That's the deal. So a very happy birthday. Excuse me, very happy birthday to Charles. No, I don't know how old he is. If I'm venturing a guess, 28, 29. And I still with decades of experience, but 28, 29. All right, we've got Mike Dickinson, who is going to be joining us at 5:35, our citizen reporter. Looking forward to chatting with Mike. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Walt says, Jeff, I just dropped off my parents' ballots in Chesterfield. Let John Reed know we just got two more votes. All right, I will do that. Jeff, please suggest to John Reed that if Ghazala Hashmi will not actually debate him, maybe he can have a virtual debate, him and an empty chair, maybe a mannequin with an empty suit. Yeah, possibly. Jeff, I think that Hashmi's background must be gone through with a fine-tooth comb. Well, you only got, 43 days left till the election, so go through it if you'd like. I'm just telling you, I don't think she's the right person. Phil from Goochland says, Jeff, you got to remember about Abigail Spanberger. She's CIA. Yeah, true. 804 says, Jeff, I think Abigail has three daughters. Is this woman deranged enough to allow boys in her girls' locker rooms and bathrooms? No, there's not a chance that's going to happen. She just doesn't have a problem with boys in your daughter's locker rooms or bathroom. She doesn't have a problem with boys taking your girls' scholarships. But you make no mistake, she'd have a problem for sure. If it were happening in her family. I don't want it happening in her family. I don't want it happening in anybody's family. I think we've got to be on guard and protect our kids, period. End of story. That, again, should not be Democrat, Republican, left, right. It's right or wrong. That's it. That's it. Jeff, in your opinion, why do you think parents are not rising up against Dorothy.Heffron staying on the Chesterfield County School Board until December? Well, I don't know. We'll find out, I suppose. Joanne in Hanover says, Jeff, I am going to vote tomorrow. Good for you. It's 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and our friend, Mike Dickinson, a citizen reporter, citizen journalist, joining us. We got a lot to talk about. Mike, thank you so much for being here.
Anytime for you.
All right, let's dive right into it. Abigail Spamberger, who is the mother of three daughters, by the way, seems to double down and triple down. She just cannot say yes or no when it comes to boys stealing girls' scholarship or hanging out in the girls' room.
I don't understand why Abigail Spamberger can't answer a question. She knows what the question is asking, and she knows how she should answer it, but she won't answer it. It was great footage the other day of reporter Nick Minook up in, I think that's how you say his last name, Minook.
Yep.
Up in Northern Virginia, confronted Abigail at one of her events and simply asked her if she supported men in the women's restroom or boys in the girls' restrooms.
Yep.
And you should have seen Abigail Spamberger should have been on Dancing with the Stars the way that she, like she's saying E-I-E-I-O, but she wouldn't answer the question. And I don't understand what it is with these Democrats when you ask them questions and they won't answer them. And Spamberger, she's got three daughters. I mean, does she really want a 40-year-old man wearing a dress in the bathroom with her 10-year-old daughter? If she does, she's sick in the head. I mean, that's a sick behavior, but that's what the problem we're having all across this country is with these the trans activists wanting to be around little girls or wanting to be. You hear Riley Gaines talk about when she was in college swimming, they went to the NCAA tournament and they had to share a locker room with a man, a 22-year-old man that's walking around nude with sexual organs exposed in front of 18, 19, 20-year-old girls in a locker room setting.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Spamberger needs to answer the question. She's got three daughters. They're all potential victims of this. Why won't Spamberger protect her daughters?
You know, that's an interesting question. Interesting way to phrase that question. If she's not willing to answer the question directly, then it just raises further questions. And Mike, a little bit earlier today, we actually played a follow-up clip. Another reporter asked her exactly the same question. And again, she just danced around. And simply put, it is a yes or no question. Should boys be in the girls' bathroom? Yes or no? It's really straightforward.
And it's really a disturbing sign of the times as to what the Democrat Party has come to in Virginia and in America. But, you know, they're so consumed with dealing. They've become a party of radical extremists in every regard.
Yep.
Where they don't even care about the regular, average, everyday working person and regular, everyday, real American families. The Democrat Party is the one that wants to cater to 40-year-old men that wear a dress. And if you want to be a 40-year-old man and wear a dress, you can do that in your house, wherever you can do it, whatever, but don't involve it around kids. And that's
right.
What the Democrats want to do. They want to put it around your kids. And I'll tell you, I've got a niece that's 10 years old, and if a 40-year-old man in a dress ever tried to go in a bathroom around her, it would not be a very positive thing for him to do.
Yeah, it is just so flippin' outrageous. And you're right, and this is part of the problem. And I remind everybody, Mike Dickinson joining us, our citizen reporter, joins us every Wednesday afternoon covering all sorts of great stories, has for years. It is what the Democrat Party is now. It is who the Democrats are. And folks who are still considering themselves kind of traditional Democrats, the reality, Mike, you've seen it, they're not welcome in that party anymore.
Right. People who were Democrats in 2000 or even 1995, when, I mean 2005, they've been run out of the party. Yeah. The Democrats have run out all of the old school Democrats in the city of Richmond. And, you know, some of the guys, I mean, some of the people I know, like Chuck Richardson, Marty Jewell, I mean, they were Democrats, and I disagreed with their policy positions, but they weren't supporting women. They weren't supporting men in women's bathrooms. They weren't supporting men wearing dresses in churches and performing in front of kids. They weren't about that. They were about traditional, old school Democrat liberal views, but not none of this crazy stuff that today's radical Democrats support.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Mike. I shared with everybody a little bit earlier. I was chatting with Howard Gutman, who does the weekend little you know, the Howard Gutman Vanity Hour. But he's a nice guy. I mean, he's Michigano when it comes to certain politics. But what he doesn't realize, and his friends who are in the same category, these are 69, 70-year-old white guys who believe that they're still part of the Democrat Party. The reality is the Democrat Party doesn't want any part of them anymore.
Right. The Democrat Party only wants people who, well, it really does. It's all about the Democratic Socialists of America. It's all about the trans activists. Mm-hmm. It's all about the hardcore, you know, teachers unions that don't care about the results, that only care about their paycheck. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, but that's what these teachers unions have become. And anybody that says that, oh yeah, I'm pro teachers union, I'm pro teacher, so I vote Democrat, you're basically saying that you only support paychecks, you don't support results, and the kids lose on that proposition.
No doubt about that. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel returned from his suspension, and he did not have the common decency to apologize. He didn't apologize to Charlie Kirk's family. He didn't apologize for lying about the alleged shooter. And he and his friends in the legacy media, Mike, they're trying to make him into some sort of a warrior for free speech. That ain't even close to the truth.
What a joke with Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, you talk about the Democrats trying to make a hero out of somebody that's far from a hero. It's Jimmy Kimmel. Yep. I mean, one, he didn't have the decency to apologize to the Kirk family about making a joke that they found that was offensive to them and their loved one who died. But think about, and I know I dealt with it personally. I know you've all dealt with it. Yeah. In 2020 and 2021, when we were in the middle of the quote unquote pandemic, anybody who spoke out against masks, anybody who spoke out about being anti take the vaccine, were all silenced. I mean, look what they did to President Trump. They took him off of they took his freedom of speech away off of every social media platform, and they were like, oh yeah, well, you have freedom of speech, but that doesn't mean you have the right to go on social media and say whatever you want to say, because that's a private place. Yep. And they're trying to say that, oh, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, oh, he can say whatever he wants to say, even though Jimmy Kimmel is an employee of ABC, and ABC can fire him if they want to or not. Yep. He's not a hero. And I think about people like Roseanne Barr, Tucker Carlson, who lost his job because he expressed an opinion about the election, and it caused a lot of uproar. Mm-hmm. In America, you know, you have a right to your opinion, but you don't necessarily have a right to say your opinion if you have a if you're representing a job, and that's what Jimmy Kimmel was doing, you know.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Carson once said that keep politics out of jokes.
Yeah, Johnny, you know, Johnny Carson specifically said, my job is to make people laugh. And that's why if you go back, and I still to this day believe that Carson was the legitimate king of late night, his jokes were equal. You go back and crunch the numbers, man. 50% Republican, 50% Democrat, and they were all funny. That was a big difference. People did not know his politics. By the way, we learned after he passed away, he was a lifelong Democrat. But nobody knew that during the show, and nobody needed to know it. And you know what? Nobody would have cared if they had learned that maybe slightly before he went off the air, because, again, he was consistent in his presentation, which is, I'm here to make you laugh at the end of a long day.
Right. And the problem with so many of these liberals today in the new era of Democrats is they have no life other than to complain about whatever they want to complain about. They don't enjoy entertaining or entertainment. Yep. Yep. Their whole life is to be miserable and to try to inflict that misery onto other people.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, they are not happy unless they are miserable. And they are absolutely at their happiest when they can make other people miserable. Ugh.
That's their whole the Democrat Party of America platform in 2025. Make people miserable again.
There you go. They're going to get blue hats with scratchy letters. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, brother. Thank you so much. That is Mike Dickinson, 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
550, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Should be a relatively comfortable evening, relatively comfortable couple of days. I know we've got time here, Jerm. We can get the final little snippet. This is, let me do this. Hang on a second. Take a sip. Yep, it's a clip from MSNBC. I don't know how much longer MSNBC is going to be around, right? Are they changing their name to, who knows? But whatever it is, it'll stink just as much. But they're going to have a new name. They cause accidents. No, they really do. Because what happens is that people listen to this. They have not swallowed their beverage, and then they spit it on their windshield, and then something bad happens. So this is why I'm giving you the MSNBC audio warning, which is take a sip of your beverage now so that you do not spit it on your windshield. You do not spit it on your laptop. All right, everybody has had a beverage? Excellent. Now, let's hear cut number six, please.
So, lots of anger about the masks. A lot of building anger. People feel like they don't know who is taking them into custody. They feel, as Gavin Newsom said, that it is dystopian. It's scary. Is this new rule, this new ban in California, going to apply to federal agents?
Well, that's the question. I interviewed some of the legislators in California who were working on this proposal in the summer when it was just beginning before it got to Governor Newsom's desk. And they said it was their hope that federal law enforcement would abide by this law. But of course, there's always the counterargument that federal law enforcement could say that their jurisdiction supersedes that of the state and of state law, and that they don't need to abide by those laws. They could argue that on the ground. They could argue that in a lawsuit. So it's unclear how this will play out. There's similar legislation, Katie, at the federal level that's been proposed by Democrats here in Washington. But of course, with Republicans in control, it's hard to see how that will see the light of day. But that kind of legislation would have the teeth here. What ICE says, Katie, about why they need to wear these masks in the first place is because assaults on ICE officers, they say, are up at 1,000% percent. I've asked for the raw data. I've asked for the timeline of that. We don't exactly know, but they keep saying we have to wear masks because if these people who are out there arresting immigrants, if they show their faces, their families could be put in danger. They could be doxxed. People could try to figure out who they are and retaliate against them. But if you talk to some of these state legislators or people who have been arrested by ICE, they say that assaults are up because of the mask, that they feel that they don't know who it is who's apprehending them, pulling them off the street, exactly as the governor just described there. And so they feel that they need to fight back in some cases. So I don't know if you call that chicken or the egg. That might be making it too simplistic, but it's a complicated situation that isn't made easier when these people don't know who it is who's arresting them.
Oh, is that what the issue is? All right. Well, thank you, anonymous talking head number two, responding to the pseudo question from anonymous talking head number one. Ladies, let me explain this to you. You have federal law enforcement officers going out doing the job they have been asked to do, a job which I should state for the record the vast majority of human beings would not want to do because of the danger. It is made even more dangerous as a result of the leftists who have embraced this idea that they are the only ones who have opinions that count, and therefore violence now seems to be acceptable to a large swath of leftists. 1,000% increase attacks on ICE, doxing of their children. And for Gavin Newsom, who is busy, well, he and his hair anyway, running for president, no, your California state law will not apply to them. Your California state law, if in fact it's followed, will get law enforcement officers at the state and local level in California injured, which is why I would encourage those listening on the Odyssey app out in California, guys, gals, come here to Virginia. We actually appreciate law enforcement. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this again starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.